Let's go back again. Hello, this is the seventh episode of the More. Here we go. This is the second take of our podcast. Because we didn't kind of like the flow the first time. I didn't like it, so we're resuming. Today, how are you today, Pato?
I'm very good. Yeah. How are you?
All right, I'm fine. Thank you very much. It's a little bit hot in here. There's no air conditioner in this room, so we're going to have to deal with the heat. Today, we're going to talk about characteristics, people, personalities, and so on and so forth. It's going to revolve around a little bit around that area. Moreover, to pet peeves and love and hate, if we have enough time. The first question, Pato, is what was your first impression of me first time?
Well, your voice. Mm-hmm. Because when I saw you for the first time and you started talking, I was like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. Because when I meet a new person, no matter who that person is, whether it's a girl or whether it's a boy, I don't know, the first impression would not be the visual factors, mm-hmm. it would be the voice mm-hmm. and way people talk.
And why is voice a factor?
Because, you just can't feel so many things. Understand so many stuff about people.
I see.
By just looking at them. Uh-huh. When they talk, they will show some stuff.
I see.
And, the voice is just, I don't know, mm-hmm. my brain works that way, I guess.
I see, right. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. So if you want to describe me with a couple of adjectives, uh-huh. characteristics, uh-huh. how would you describe me? Like the first time that you saw me.
Well, serious, again. Let's say, that is a very hard question. I'm going to go with the...
Hardworking.
Yeah, hardworking.
Right.
I don't know.
Serious. So what made you think
wait,
that I'm
wait,
serious?
Wait. I figured out you have so many plans in your life.
So many plans.
You do things on plans. You're uh-huh. not like, okay, let's do it suddenly. You're not that type of a person.
Uh-huh, I see. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind. So what made you think that I was serious?
I don't know. The way you talked, mm-hmm. I guess. That's like kind of a... You were so sure about yourself. Like the confidence. You know what I'm saying? Like... Mm-hmm. You were talking like you were so sure about what you were doing, mm-hmm. what you are doing, and the plans you have in the future. So I felt like you may be, some sort of thing like...
Mm-hmm. Right, I see.
That made you a little bit like maybe serious for mm-hmm. me.
Right. So it was your first impression. Do I still display myself as serious to you?
Not that much.
Uh-huh.
Not that much.
Mm-hmm, not that much.
Yeah.
So your first impression of me was that I was serious, but mm-hmm. right now you feel that I'm less serious.
I still think you're serious, especially mm-hmm. in what you're doing, like a job mm-hmm. or something very important. Mm-hmm. But in friendship or something else, like relationships or something like that, you're a little bit, I think, less serious. Mm-hmm. I don't know, something like that.
Do people describe you as serious?
Yes, it was weird for me. Yeah. Actually, one of them said that I'm a savage. Like, it was, like, weird for me.
In what kind of context are you savage?
I don't know.
What does that mean, wild?
I don't know. It was like, you're too serious. I'm too cold. Am I too cold? I don't know. Sometimes...
I won't describe you as serious. I mean, you have your, like, shield around mm-hmm. yourself.
Exactly.
You're not that hyper. I don't know. It's like, I wouldn't describe you as serious. You just don't get friendly uh-huh. as quickly as a lot of people would do. Mm-hmm. I just don't think you're serious. I mean, like, you have your shield. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, in time, you're going to get more comfortable.
Exactly.
I don't know about your social life. I don't know about your friends. But mm-hmm. my first impression of you was that you had a lot of things in your head. Like, you do have a lot of things in your head. So mm-hmm. to describe you, I would say kind of firm somehow, dreamy.
Dreamy.
Talented, very talented. I don't know if it's like a characteristic, but mm-hmm. it's what I understood from you.
That's
and and you're passionate about things. You're passionate about what you're doing. You're passionate about mm-hmm. whatever you love. Yeah, that's what I got from you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think my seriousness comes as a negative characteristic?
No, I don't think so. we need that. We seriously, like, what you're doing is really serious. Mm-hmm. You need to be serious. Like, you're having students, you're right. in a place that you need to be serious. I totally get it. Uh-huh. So I think it's a good point about you. Mm-hmm. It's a positive one.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah. Right. Helps you to just improve better, mm-hmm. to just control your students. Mm-hmm. Just that way.
Who's the one person in your life that you appreciate the most?
My parents.
Your parents. How would you describe your parents?
They're amazing. My mother's just gave me everything, you know. She was just, you know, I don't have siblings, and no sisters, no brothers.
Right.
My mother was not very serious, those type of mothers who just, you know, who wants to, how can I say that, treat with their child like a grown-up lady. Because I really wanted to be a child. Like, I loved my childhood. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I did, like, everything every child wishes to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, my father actually granted that for me. And mm-hmm. I really appreciate it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think in every part of your life, you just got to enjoy it. A kid, a child, when you're a teenager, when you'll be a little bit like a young lady,
mm-hmm.
and when you'll be old. You just got to experience all of it.
Right.
So
I came across a text recently when mm-hmm. I was reading about personality and characters and so on. The text kind of differentiated these two words. It said personality is quite different from character.
That's
I'm going to read you the text right now and then talk about it. It says, personality is easy to read, and we're all experts at it, supposedly. We judge people as funny, extroverted, energetic, optimistic, confident, all that, as well as overly serious, lazy, negative, and shy. If not upon first meeting them, then shortly thereafter. So, like, you describe the person when you meet them, or shortly after they leave. And though we may need more than one interaction to confirm this presence of these sorts of traits, by the time we decide they are, in fact, present, we've usually amassed enough data to justify our conclusions, which basically means that, you know, we've met a lot of people that by basically meeting them for the first 30 minutes, we just, you know, jump into conclusion that this person right here is serious, funny, doesn't have a sense of humor, and so on. Character, on the other hand, takes far longer to puzzle out. It includes traits that reveal themselves only in specific and often uncommon circumstances. Successes, traits like honesty, virtue, and kindliness, or hardworking, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, virtue, honesty, and kindliness that are, you know, categorized here, basically characters. And this text was said by Lickerman in 2011. I don't know who that guy is. Uh-huh. But basically, this is very interesting because it's actually kind of true because, like, if you decipher someone as serious or energetic, it's kind of justifiable because when you see them for the first time, like in the first 30 minutes, you kind of imagine the conclusion as to how this person is and what this person is like.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot jump into a conclusion whether the person is hardworking or kind or virtuous or honest,
mm-hmm.
because you cannot. Can you conclude that the person is honest by just meeting them for the first 60 minutes? No, you can, but you need to be with them. You need to spend time with them. And it's just basically talk to them in order to make them reveal themselves to you. What kind of characteristics do you think that you have, but you haven't revealed to people?
I heard it a lot. I mean, friends told it to me so too much.
Mm-hmm.
They said that it was really weird for me. I'm not sure if it is right or wrong. They said that I make people attached.
Mm-hmm. To you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
interesting.
And then I'm cold and I act cold. I'm like,
oh, okay. So you just basically hook them up and then you just leave them be.
It's weird. It's not like.
Right.
Yeah, I felt so bad.
Oh, that sounds very familiar.
Yeah.
I see. So you just attach people to yourself.
Yeah.
And then you.
I don't get it.
Decidedly act cold towards him? Like,
no,
is it intentionally?
It's not like that. It's so weird for me. I mean, why should they be attached to someone like me? It's weird.
Why should they not be attached to someone like you?
It's weird, you know. I've seen
it. That's a very interesting approach because you say, why should someone be attached to someone like me? And
yeah.
What makes you say that?
I mean,
what is it?
They have no idea who I am. So how can they just be like, okay, I'm attached to you. I'm like, come on.
What makes you think? What characteristics do you think you have that makes people get hooked?
I don't know that. That's the problem.
You don't know what it is.
That's the problem.
Is it the talent that you just display of yourself? Is it the passion?
I'm not really talented. You know, it's weird. People just say it to me. I mean, what do you consider as a talent? Okay, I can speak English. Okay. And
you can rap.
Okay, a lot of people can
play
rap.
Music.
Okay,
you rap so Eminem.
All right, that doesn't make sense. You know, I mean, maybe it does.
I see. Right.
So yeah, about the characteristics.
So you act cold towards people. Describe that. What does it mean?
There's something I need to mention here.
What is that?
Some of my friends just told me that I'm really good at making friends, mm-hmm. and I'm just sociable. Mm-hmm. It was weird. Like, am I a sociable person or am I cold?
Are you a sociable person? I see. Hey, listeners, yeah. By listening to Parto, you've never seen Parto. I don't know for those who haven't. Do you think she is a friendly person? Do you, like, does she sound friendly? Does she sound...
I'd love
you
know, to know that.
Actually, a couple of people gave me feedback about what you sound like. Mm-hmm. They said that you sound very sweet. You sound very polite on top of that.
That's right.
Polite and basically all sorts of positive characteristics. But
that's not a right thing, you know?
That's not a right thing. Yeah. She's not friendly. Don't be fooled.
No.
She doesn't look friendly.
Wrong.
I know. Trust
look.
Me. I see her every Friday. God damn.
Please stop.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was
I'm
not
kidding.
True.
There's
something I need to say.
What is that?
I can connect with like any person you can ever imagine. Like mm-hmm. people who are not really my type.
Mm-hmm.
Connect with people easily.
Mm-hmm.
And even people I don't really like.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird for me.
So you never hated anybody?
I never, no. This was a very
Do you have
good
anything
word.
Else to say about love and hate and, you know, people and characteristics so we can move
love
on?
Love and hate, yeah, sure. About love, well, I think it's a really, really sensitive thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's pure, it's holy. I mean, you just can't be like, okay, I'm in love with this person.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that easy. It's not mm-hmm. a strong liking. It's not a strong having a strong desire to someone. It's not like that. It's
mm-hmm.
much more than that. True love, you know. People
mm-hmm.
just imagine that they're being in love. They fall in love like in a minute, in a first sight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it really works. It's not true.
That's not love.
Yeah, that's not
so,
love.
So how would you describe love? Can you like, if somebody says, like if somebody genuinely says that I'm in love with this person, and what do they mean by that? How do they feel?
You know, in my eye, loving someone means that you just care about that person so much that you just can't keep yourself away from that person even a minute. Like you really need to be by that person's side. And yeah, caring about that person just really matters. I mean, sometimes you just can't stop thinking about someone. That may not be actually a true love thing because so many things may cause that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think it's just so special.
I see.
If you,
very well.
See it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very well.
So if I think if you're going to be in love, you just got to do it with open eyes because
mm-hmm.
love is so blind.
Mm-hmm. Love is so blind.
Yeah.
I see. Right.
People would just be like, yeah, you know, they'd be like, okay, I love this guy, I love this girl. And a minute later, they'd be like, ah, come on, this girl is a piece of, I don't know, whatever you call it. So
piece of shit, that's what you mean. Piece of crap.
Yeah.
She can't say, so I'm just going to say.
Thank you for
right,
that.
Right, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I've decided to curse.
You've decided to curse?
Yeah, seriously feeling a little bit, I mean, a lot more comfortable.
Perfect. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's good news. That's perfect. So good news is we have 20 followers on our Instagram page. Are they your friends?
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah. So I just, you know, a couple of days ago, I had this, you know, flow of, you know, follows on the Instagram. I mean, it's such a pitiful number, 20.
It doesn't have anything.
But it just, it's nice. It's nice. You know, it shows that, you know, some people actually care about, you know, our goddamn podcast.
You know,
It's good.
I told my friends about it and they were like, okay, are you sure this is the right page? I'm like, okay, close your mouth, follow it.
Right.
Yeah,
perfect. So we have like, they just follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Don't expect a lot of content to be posted. I'm just, maybe in the future, as I've said before, maybe in the future,
right.
We're going to, thanks to the studio, accvs.com. Visit the studio's website if you need or if you want any recording material and so on. Thank you very much. We'll catch you in the next week.
Thank you for everything.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.